Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, just wrapped up our weekly Patriots Monday chat with Drake May. Re-entering the MVP race, comeback win, the first fourth quarter comeback win of his career. And he was in a good mood, which I love. And, you know, he may have thrown us a little bit off the clock here, but we'll make things happen here. It is time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Reminder, if you missed the entirety of the Drake May interview, we're going to give you a couple little morsels here and analyze them, but you can always go back on the Odyssey app or anywhere you get your podcasts. Follow WEEI Afternoons podcast on Spotify and elsewhere. But we started things off by asking, obviously, about the bounce-back win that they needed after that ugly loss to the Bills.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to do whatever we needed to do to come out with the win. That was the mindset for us. You know, whatever it took, whoever it took, we had guys stepping up in positions and people going out of the game and playing new spots and playing, you know, more than usually have, and just stepping up and do whatever it took. I think that's the biggest thing from take away from that game. Just proud of the guys for the way they competed and had belief and didn't lose sight of, you know, winning that game the whole time.
So he made it sound simple there, Fitzy. Mm-hmm. But I continue to go back to that word. I feel like this was a defining victory. They lose this game. A lot of people are going to be sort of describing them as a certain type of team. And by coming back, led by Drake May, the pendulum went the entire other way. You even have, and we'll get to this later in the week on the Dan Ball Show when he earns his spot in the big chair thanks to his victory picking the Patriots. But, you know, even Cam Newton is now on board. Like, Drake May makes that sound simple. This was a massive comeback and victory for this team.
Well, I want to know, like, who else would be a doubter? Why? And where are you coming from? Like, what would be the root cause of someone's doubt?
Huntley. Oh, you beat a backup. Really impressive.
Yeah, and they were running the ball down your throat, and they
stopped. The coach benched their best player.
All right. Well, you know what? They panicked because they didn't know what to do about Drake May and thought they had to try to score more points. Sometimes people overthink the obvious, and that'll often happen when you're in the face of ascending youthful greatness like Drake May and the Patriots.
Or it's just a bad coach on the other side who did something.
That also is true.
Helped you. Dan Ball?
I mean, it's also a 7-7 football team, guys. Like, I feel like some of the conjecture was that they were going in to play the Rams this weekend when they're playing a very inconsistent Ravens team. That was putting it together in the back half of the season. I'll give them that, but that was not a Super Bowl contender that you were playing against yesterday.
And they've beaten nobody. Go back and look at their game by game, week by week. Anytime the team was any good playoff contender, playoff caliber team, they lost to them, just like they lost to the playoff team last night at M&T.
But I also think it meant more that you beat them in a standalone Sunday night game with the eyes of the world watching after you just lost to the Bills than just a random, you know, 1 o'clock game that you were supposed to be in before they flexed you into primetime. I think there was something that was proven in that just as much as maybe your opponent was overrated a bit.
Yeah, and also don't forget, like, the Ravens really wanted to. The Ravens really needed to win that game last night. Winning that game kept pace with the Steelers, or at least kept them a game behind, so as to force a meaningful Week 18 game for the AFC North. Now, it's all, save for a miracle, like the Ravens are pretty much dunsky on the season, so you ended another team's season before it could end on its own, so good on the Pats.
So there was a very interesting nugget, I thought, in the pregame show, Football Night in America. Devin McCourty spoke with Drake May, a couple Patriots just talking shop, and they were talking about Josh McDaniels, and Devin McCourty said, you know, back in the summer, the first time that Josh started talking in Drake's helmet and telling him, I think the example was the nickel is coming, the nickel is blitzing, there was a little adjustment period there for Drake May, but it sounds like he adjusted very quickly and for good reason.
Yeah, I learned very quickly to trust, you know, Coach McDaniels and what he sees, because he's got a great feel for the game, a great feel for this offense, and a great feel for what these defenses like to do. So he's as smart as they get, and he's got great feel and ability to coach the quarterback at a high level. So just trying to, you know, soak it all in and ask me questions and listen to him, you know, whatever I can, because usually he's got something that'll help me play better, and that's the goal.
It's funny. So we have that reaction, Fitzy, of Josh McDaniels in Drake May's ears. Remember the reaction of Mac Jones when Matt Patricia and Joe Judge were in his ears and he was freaking out and F-bombing and yelling at him? Really, really does make a difference when you trust the guy who's talking in your ears, huh?
Well, and the guy who's talking in your ears is one of the best to speak in your ears about that very topic. It kind of helps, as opposed to a couple of guys who are just kind of winging it and figuring it out as it goes. And it was nice to also hear some positive Josh talk on the earlier part of the day as well, Andy.
I don't know what that means, so please refresh my memory.
Mike Vrabel talking about the fact that he doesn't have a rift with Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, we never really thought there was a rift. Dan Ball?
Courtney Cox, lover, she led the witness, so that answer is null and void to
me. Oh, Dan Ball still thinks there's a rift.
I'm not saying that there is or there's not. I'm just saying that the answer of the question of can you put this to bed is a question that leads Mike Vrabel into a certain answer. That's
what if
all?
Mike Vrabel, who's never afraid to speak his mind, said, you know, Courtney, I appreciate that, but no, I'm not going to put it to bed because I think he's a prick.
I hate him. I hate him. I want him gone as soon as possible.
I mean, like he. Okay, Dan, I will say this. When listening to the interview this morning, I did wonder if the way that Vrabel addressed it, saying, like, I got nothing wrong with all these coaches. Like, he did say Josh especially once, but by and large, it was more of a universal addressing. And he did say, I don't want to, like, I like the contribution of the group. I don't want to single any one person out. I did appreciate that, but I wondered if people from our show would say, oh, he never directly said it's, you know, me and Josh are bros.
Yeah, I was counting the Mississippis before I heard the name Josh, and I counted a lot longer in my commute on the Pike than I wanted to.
Dan, I love you. I love your being stubborn. I love your digging into this. I think it's absolutely crazy. I think it's nuts. I don't think there's an issue. And this answer right here that we just heard from Drake May is why. Because I don't think Mike Vrabel is dumb enough to screw that up. I think Drake May loves Josh McDaniels and everything he tells him and how well it works and all of that, and I can't imagine ego or wanting my own guy would allow Mike Vrabel to screw that up. But one thing that was screwed up last night, plenty of times, was the officiating in this game, most notably the non-call on the pass interference. There were a million other calls, but most notably the non-call on the pass interference that should have been on Kayshon Booty, to the point where I've never heard a play-by-play guy, certainly not a play-by-play guy on the level of Mike Tirico, saying, I called pass interference. Where's the flag? It's clearly pass interference, like ranting on national television. So we asked Drake May, how do you bounce back from something like that?
Yeah, early on, you know, at my young stages in my career, I'm trying to, you know, kind of get to know the refs, try to, you know, kind of get to know them well, and hopefully try to, you know, create a good relationship with them and be nice. But I think there comes a time down the road I can see myself kind of switching the switch and flipping the page to a little darker side with some refs. But yeah, they hadn't showed up yet. It was pretty close last night. But I just try to move on to the next play because there's nothing we can do about it after it happens. Just try to move on. But I definitely think, you know, down the road I can be not more of, you know, getting, you know, hostile with the refs, but just, you know, wanting them to do their job at a high level, just like we're trying to do.
Do your job at a high level, just like we're trying to. Yikes, the dark side is coming, Dan Ball.
I'm not naive enough to believe that this doesn't happen in pro sports, but are you kidding me with I gotta be nice to the refs in order to get calls?
Oh, you do.
I understand that, and I know it happens across all pro sports. And
learning gamesmanship.
You gotta sweet talk them, and you gotta ask them how they're doing, and you gotta hear their stories about their kids and all that kind of stuff. But the fact that that has any factor into the way you're being called and, say, you know, the extra roughing the passer call that you don't get, but based on their, compared to the BS one that Lamar got yesterday, that is such a red flag to hear.
But this happens all the time. You know what Brady used to do? He would go pregame to the referee and the crew and, you know, rub them up and down and make all nicey-nicey, and also pre-apologize for what he was going to say later. He's like, I love you guys. You know, I respect the job you do, but good chance I'm going to MF you later on or have a problem with something you do. And I just want to apologize in advance. It's not personal. It's just in the heat of the battle. And I think it probably works. I think it's smart. And then also star treatment. If Drake May continues to play like Drake May is playing, he's going to get treated like the Jordan rules or, you know, the NBA superstars that draw the calls and win an MVP, and you'll be in a new class in terms of getting the calls.
I think there's a national perception that he's kind of a nice guy, aw shucks, sweetheart. So I think he's got a lot of wiggle room or amnesty that he can burn before eventually it's like, oh, cripes, here comes that May kid again. What a complainer he is.
I like that he's threatening the dark side. There's a dark side to Drake May, and we're going to see it soon.
We've all got a dark side.
I believe you have one. Anyway, up next here on WE. Oh, no, we got one
that
more.
That was a cheap shot. You've got one, too.
Told us that you'd kill us earlier in the show.
That was me being nice.
A lot of identity talk for these New England Patriots, so who better to ask about the identity of the team than its leader, its captain, its quarterback, its MVP candidate?
Yeah, I think what we're trying to build is a team that plays four quarters, that plays, you know, with effort, with great finish, smart decisions, smart choices, you know, not being, you know, heavily penalized after the whistle, not doing, you know, stupid things to hurt the team, and a team that's gonna, you know, play with each other and, you know, trust each other and believe the entire game that we're gonna come out with the win, and from there just a team that plays fundamental football, that does things the right way, and good in clock management situations, you know, good in the games, and a team that, you know, gives, you know, our fans something to cheer for, and that's what we're trying to, you know, accomplish, and I think we've done that so far. We got to keep it going.
Yeah, I think, Fitzy, they're like 75% or 80% to what they want to be in terms of that description of their identity. I don't think they always fulfill sort of all those criteria, but they've certainly taken a big step in that direction.
Yeah. How can you be everything that you want to be when your team is like a, you know, revolving door of bit players and guys coming off the practice squad and guys going to injured reserve and whatnot? Like, as far as what they want to be, I feel like we got an idea of what they were a long time ago, Andy. Like, I think we've all had our finger on the pulse of what this team is for a while now. They're just showing a little more maturation and further wrinkles of development along the way.
All right, that's going to do it for The Drive on a Patriots Monday. Up next, we have a special gift for you. Tis the holiday season, so what better way to celebrate than Quiz with Stiz Holiday Edition? That's up next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That means Merry Christmas, Fitzy. We're getting close. I got a little holiday-itis, not going to lie. I may or may not be enjoying an eggnog for this Quiz with Stiz engagement. Back here on WEEI Afternoons. It's been a while. Stiz, how long we... How long have we been since we had a quiz with Stiz?
I don't know, maybe a month or two.
A month or two, but we felt like we would celebrate the season with a gift to the listeners, because we all know that Stiz likes to say "you're welcome" to the listeners when they listen to him and speaking and the games he plays. So, without further ado, it's time for Quiz with Stiz.
It's time for the Quiz with Stiz.
That's right, boys. You know the name. You know the game.
Rule number one: no bitching.
Seems fair.
Who's that to?
On WEEI Afternoons.
Oh, you suck. That would have been perfect. Way to end this.
The walk-off. Oh, I send him home on the wings of defeat.
Now, here's your host, Stiz.
That's right, boys. You know the name. You know the game. It is a very, very special Christmas edition of the Quiz with Stiz. Andy Hart will battle Nick Fitzy Stevens to see who is the smartest man alive, we're gonna get right into this, and you know, obviously it's gonna be a Christmas themed quiz. So Andy, heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
Well, it did tonight, so Nick will start us off. Nick, are you ready?
Son of a bitch.
Père Noël as prepared.
All right, Nick. He became the first Knicks player with a Christmas Day triple double in a win over the Hawks in 2021.
Who is Jalen Brunson?
I'm sorry. Andy.
2021. Randall.
No. Nick, was it A, Kemba Walker, B, Julius Randle, C, Derrick Rose?
I'm going to go out of the blue with Derrick Rose.
No.
Well, by elimination, I'll say, and as you pronounce it, Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker? No, right. S word. How about that, huh?
Yep, first Knicks player with a Christmas Day triple-double win over the Hawks. All right,
at least
Andy.
That's what Chip says.
No, we triple-check these. All right, Andy, the next question has an audio clue. Are you ready?
Probably not, but go ahead.
Andy, who sings that song?
Much like the toy manufacturer, that would be Wham!
Oh, Nick.
You got to at least make him name the members of Wham. Jeez.
George Michael and the other guys.
Yeah, Andrew Ridgely.
Wow, look at you, Nick. All right, Nick.
Who knows that?
Which three reindeer?
I do.
Nick, all right, boys. Which three reindeer have a name starting with D? Nicholas.
Dasher, Dancer, Donner.
That is not correct.
Okay, now I knew Andy would do this, and so
that's
I wrote...
That's not how it is pronounced.
I wrote this down. It's Dasher, Dancer, and Donder or Donner. It's both, but Donder is the original Dutch spelling meaning thunder, while Donner became popular through the Gene Autry song and is the common spelling now, though some sources like California stick with Donder.
You know what? Donder rhymes with yonder, which is over where you can find someone who gives a flip.
Did you say California?
Yeah, I guess
the state of California causes cancer and is Donder.
All right. Andrew, which country started the practice of putting up a Christmas tree?
Let's go Austria.
No.
Don't do the fake point to me.
Nick.
I'm going to go with Finland.
Wow, no. Perfect. Andy, was it A, United States, B, Germany, C, France?
Give me Germany.
Got it.
Yeah, I was just off with Austria. I was in the right
area. Wow.
Yeah, right. That was pretty good for a first guess. Yeah,
I like Christmas. I watch a lot of specials.
Dan didn't think you
stuff.
Guys would get that one. All right, Nick.
Yeah.
Which company started to feature the modern-looking Santa Claus in its ads in the 1930s?
That would be Have a Coke and a Smile.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Damn it.
That's right, Coca-Cola.
We're good at the Christmas thing.
All right, back to Andrew.
You know what was fun about Coca-Cola back then, Stiz?
Real
actually
Coke
had cocaine in it.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Andy. The NFL's first Christmas Day game happened in 1971 with the Dolphins taking on the Chiefs, ending with a Dolphins win. What record does that Christmas game still hold today?
Most boring game ever.
What record does that game hold? Usually you ask the question over again when you're stalling because you don't know how to answer the question.
Five seconds, shoot it out there.
Most punts.
Wow.
Nick.
Don't patronize me.
Coldest game on record.
Wow. No. Andy, A, shortest game in NFL history, total duration of the game. B, most punts in an NFL game. Or C, longest game in NFL history, game time clock.
Wait, what? Game time clock? Aren't all games the same length? 60 minutes?
I believe it's duration and duration.
Okay, so either the shortest game or the longest game, ignore his idiocy.
No, it's not. It's game time clock. Couldn't there be overtimes and...
Okay, I'll go with the longest game because I don't want to say the shortest because you'll make fun of me for being short. So longest game!
And the logic worked out for you.
Oh! Man, talk about lobbing threes and
thank
just
you, Santa!
That's right. And then, actually, I wrote down, fun fact, the next year, in 1972, the Dolphins would become the only team to complete a perfect undefeated season. And 17-0. So,
hell does that have to do with it?
I don't know. Dolphins.
Thank you, Chip.
Okay.
Yep. Why don't you put that right up your Mercury?
All right, Nick. Yeah. The Puritans banned Christmas from 1659 to 1681 in this early American city, regarding it as a pagan holiday.
Oh, I'm gonna go with Plymouth.
Oh no, Andrew.
Puritans sucked the fun out of. Everything.
Fun sponge.
That's what they say.
And they weren't even allowed to do that. It was against their rules.
Are they the ones with the magic underwear?
Nope. I don't think so.
I think it's Mormons.
Okay, don't distract me. How about we go with... let's just go simply Boston.
Andy.
Yes!
Good job.
See, I overthink it
again. You did. I know, Nick. And I was like, oh, you were so close. All right,
back to Nick. The Miami Dolphins defeated the Detroit Lions 27-20 in Miami to claim the AFC East Division title on Christmas Day of which year? The victory also gave Don Shula his record 319th regular season win, putting him ahead of George Halas.
I'll go with 1984.
Andrew.
The Lord's year 1998.
No. Nick, A, 1994, B, 1991, C, 1996.
Are you there?
I'll go with 1991.
Oh.
See, I just can't get... Nope.
Andrew, got a guess?
Give me 1994. Why are you damning it?
Because you're running away with
6-2. Who knew?
All right, Andrew. Wow. What are the names of the two burglars in Home Alone? Bonus points if you can tell me their nickname.
Can I just give you the nickname?
No. I need their names.
Okay, so I will not tell you the nickname. Joe and Chuck.
Joe and Chuck. Nick.
Leo and Marv, the Wet Bandits.
Oh, he got it.
Oh, no, he did not.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he did not.
But Marv is definitely one of them. I'll take Marv and something else and the Wet Bandits. What do you got?
I don't have multiple choices, so I'll give you guys one last try to get it.
Marv and Phil, the Wet Bandits.
Nick.
Marv and Harry.
Hey! The Wet Bandits. Marv and Harry, that's right.
I got 2 points on that one. Don't call it a comeback.
All right, that's right. And then lastly, Nick.
That's what I said, don't, because it can't be.
The quote, which movie is this quote from? If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
National Lampoon's Andy Hart Vacation.
There we go. Good
boys. I made it respectable.
Yeah, that's right.
I made it respectable. A couple of multiple choices go Andy's way, but hey, listen,
Stiz, well done.
Christmas.
That was a nice mix of holiday and sports and everything, so that was fun. Hope everybody, you want to say you're welcome to everybody for your...
Merry Christmas. You're welcome. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Merry Christmas to all you guys out there.
All right, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, time for Odds and Ends as Fitzy and I put an end to the week early. That's up next here on WEEI. Andy Hart here, a.k.a. the king of holiday quiz with Stiz here on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up on Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids reminds you time is running out to donate your car for 2025. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS now to secure your 2025 tax deduction and vacation voucher. That's CARS with a K. Stiz, would you like a little Bill Belichick news and update out of North Carolina as our odds and ends today?
That he's the greatest coach ever?
I would say no to this one. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Nah, let's go. I'm all for it.
Did you see who he hired as his offensive coordinator?
No, but I bet it's somebody good.
Can you get your finger on the I don't know who that is button? Because Bobby Petrino is the new offensive coordinator at the University of North Carolina. And he is, let's just say he and Bill share some interests in life off the football field.
I don't know who that is.
Bobby Petrino, great offensive coach, Louisville, Arkansas, not so great in the NFL for the Falcons for like 11 weeks before he left a note in players' lockers and ran the hell out of Atlanta. But Bobby Petrino, famously, Fitzy, you recall, got into a motorcycle accident with the volleyball player friend he had on the back of the...
Significant other of someone of another?
Yeah. He was having relations with a younger woman who was related to the volleyball program at Arkansas, cost him his job. So those guys have shared interests off the football field, so that's interesting.
And Bobby Petrino, I think at one point, actually, didn't he coach the Atlanta Falcons for 3/4 of a season? So he could tell Belichick what he never missed there.
Absolutely. They can have that shared interest. He's a good coach. It'll make their offense better. He's a better offensive coach, especially at the college level, than Freddie Kitchens. But the look of these two old guys who sort of have scandals slash weird situations off the field at the University of North Carolina. If I'm one of those professors, you know how we read along the way in our various updates about UNC, like, oh, this unnamed philosophy professor was wondering if the school had, quote, sold its soul for the football program. The Bobby Petrino hire falls in line with the selling of your soul if you're a Tar Heel fan. Yes, Dan Ball?
It's got to be a leg up in recruiting, though, right? Because now both of them can talk about dating college girls.
Yes, they definitely get along with the younger generation. That is definitely a strength of theirs. Christian Arkin!
Hi there.
Christian Arkangel, all buttoned up tonight. Where's the t-shirts? You got a fancy shirt on you.
Yeah, we went to the Pops today.
Thanks God it wasn't a funeral or anything. I hate when you're like, yeah, you dressed up. Oh, I went to a funeral. My best friend died. I hate it.
How was the holiday Pops?
Fantastic.
I love a little symphony hall.
It was the kids one. So like we brought George to it and Santa was there. It was very, very nice. We had a very nice time. If I'm Belichick, I don't know if I want Petrino around my woman, you know? Like that's
isn't
that kind of right in his wheelhouse.
That is like, right in his wheelhouse.
You know what I mean? Like he kind of set the blueprint.
Hey Jordan,
for guys like
you
want
to see my hog? I mean my Harley and go for a ride with me?
Good Lord.
It's what they call a Harley.
I'm like, full well aware.
Yeah, so it's interesting. But good point. They might be fighting over...
talking about Razorback merchandise. Jeez.
Are we getting the red light already? You want us out? What do you got coming up on the Christian Arkin Show?
Got a power hour before Monday Night Football, Colts and the Niners tonight. Capping off a crazy, crazy week. Just all reaction to the game. And I'll have a little bit on the Wilson Contreras trade.
Okay, so quick question. You can answer this on your show if you want. All these great primetime games.
Yes.
Is playing into the belief in some eyes that the league is like scripted and fixed. Like they couldn't be getting so many of these perfectly great primetime games that this is another example of It's scripted, and they're bringing the best games with the best entertainment of four quarters to the primetime slots. Any chance that that's reality?
No, I mean, there were a lot of primetime games this year that weren't all that special, and this one got flexed because they knew it would be a good match.
But what about,
you know,
Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, listen,
we're in a little run
ones.
Here.
Although Saturday, that Eagles game wasn't anything
special.
Yeah,
it wasn't primetime. It was earlier, though.
That's true. I don't know.
It's the primetime ones so. That they rig and fix and make
And
really
if it
cool.
is, then fine. Keep rigging them and fixing them because they were fun and they were fun to watch and I won some money this weekend. So
well said.
Keep on fixing them.
As I've always said, they are in the entertainment business. So however you need to rig it to entertain me, as long as it doesn't screw my team like the pass interference call that wasn't against Kayshon Booty. Other than that, do what you need to do. All right, that's going to do it for a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. Fitzy, you and I are off the rest of the week. We'll talk to what? We won't talk again until Six Rings postgame show.
Six Rings Sunday, 4 o'clock after the Pats whoop up on them Jets.
And then Dan Ball gets his wish. He gets his reward for picking the Patriots this week. He gets to host 2-6 the rest of the week. Dan Ball?
Could my reward be that I switch with you guys for the next couple days?
Nope, sorry, that's how it works.
Well,
you get to host.
In lieu of that, me and Joe Weil have you 2-6 tomorrow.
Nice
Look forward
combo.
To it. Enjoy the Christian Arcan show, a power hour. Enjoy Monday Night Football. And seriously, everybody, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Be safe. Enjoy your family. Hope everybody gets the socks that they want, like Marcus Jones. And we'll talk to you on the other side. Enjoy Dan Ball, 2-6 tomorrow. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.